An appeal to the aged. We wish that all who are becoming old and feeble would make a wise disposition of their means, giving freely back to God that which is his own. Some need the interest on their money to support them while they live. These can lend their money at reasonable interest to our publishing or medical institutions, and make arrangements that it shall be used in missionary work after their death. Wise and faithful men should be chosen as their stewards, and clear and thorough work done to ensure the use of their means in the very way that they wish. Then they will know that their treasure is to be used to warn the world of its coming doom. We have no time to delay. To those who have purchased lands which have increased in value, I am commissioned to say, will you now show your appreciation of the truth, your appreciation of the value of souls, by disposing of these lands and using the proceeds to furnish facilities for the working of our cities? In very truth, those lands belong to him who made heaven and earth, and you are his stewards. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. God has men of opportunity ready to work in the cities if the way is opened before them. Thousands are hungering and thirsting for the word of truth. Let it come to them. Let your gifts and offerings flow into the treasury to sustain the work, and God will send the workmen. There have been presented to me many in the cities who are praying for light and a knowledge of gospel truth. May the Lord impress upon us all the importance of making the advancement of the last gospel message our very first business. My heart aches as I consider all the beautiful and proud possessions of the wealthy men of our great cities. These great establishments, with all their earthly equipments, will soon become worthless heaps of rubbish, consumed by the fires of the last day. None of us can purchase heaven. Not one can use anything which he claims as his possession to make reconciliation with God for his sins or for the sins of others. None can purchase favor in that time when the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again.